Welcome to Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. I'm your host, Angela Peters. This podcast talks things tech-related, online privacy, digital wellness, copyright-related, and how to behave in a digital world. So let's get started. Hello, everyone! Welcome back for another episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. Today we are going to be talking about cyberbullying and how bad everyone bullies one another on social media and how most social media companies should be defunded. First off, I want to start with a statistic. This statistic that I've read about cyberbullying that I've read in an article that was published February 10th, 2021 was that 40% of adults have experienced cyberbullying. This is a very interesting fact. Also, I have read a statistic that 1 in 3 young people have experienced cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is happening everywhere in the United States and around the world. I think also cyberbullying has to do with political divide where people are bullying one another due to different political beliefs. So with that being said, I think social media should be defunded. Now, I know you all will say, oh, how are we going to keep in touch with our friends and family, blah, blah, blah. I get it, but there are so many outlets that isn't social media that you can keep in connected to friends and family. But I have done an episode on that already, so if you want those resources, watch season 1, episode 1. But in the long run, social media is not just causing cyberbullying, but it causes decrease in mental health and is causing American citizens to have a political divide. I think political divide is causing cyberbullying also, as the news media is causing cyberbullying and censoring information so people hear only one side of the story, which causes cyberbullying. To conclude this episode, I think cyberbullying is being caused by political divide and kids being comfortable bullying behind the screen. And I think as a result of this, we should just get rid of social media, have your kids get off social media, and use alternative ways to communicate with people that doesn't cause cyberbullying and decrease in mental health. Thank you for tuning in to Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. I'm your host, Angela Peters, and I'll see you next time for a new episode.